Let us go back east and bring in our senior writer of MLB.com, and that is Barry Bloom. Barry, how are you today?
Hey, how are you?
Very good, very good. You have the great assignments, as I've mentioned to you so many times. Yesterday and Friday, you spent days in Cooperstown for that Legends game they have there. What was that like?
It was really a lot of fun. I mean, it's mostly made up of guys whose careers have ended somewhere between last year and the last 5 years, and they're really still can play, and they play hard, and it's really great.
Well, Double Day Field, I see you're emotionally choked up about this, so relax while we talk about it. But I've been to Double Day Field. I mean, right field, I can hit it out of right field, and left field, I think, is a little bit further. But how do they play a game there?
It's a regular game. And really, most of the home runs hit yesterday were hit to left, which is a little bit deeper. But yeah, right field reminds me of the original Yankee Stadium.
Well, it's like the Yankee Stadium in the mini park. All right. But a lot of the Hall of Famers show up, and, you know, I guess they do this instead of having that game that they used to have after Hall of Fame weekend, because teams would have to fly in and fly out and all that stuff. They didn't want to do it. But what kind of a crowd do they come up with, and how many Hall of Famers show up?
There were five yesterday, and they do all pretty much coaching and managing. And, you know, the crowd was about 7,000. It's not a huge thing. It's obviously not like it used to be with the, you know, when the two teams used to come in, which they did from like 1940 to 2008. And it used to be attached to the Hall of Fame weekend too, as like the send off to the induction. So, you know, they do the best they can with it, but I just think it was a fun event, and it was fun to see Jerry Hairston win the home run hitting contest, and you know, Melvin Moore hit a couple out in the game. I mean, you know, these are guys who haven't left the field in recent years, that they've still been playing.
Do any of the Hall of Famers play?
No. They're a little rough around the edges to play. I mean, a couple of them who are supposed to be there, Ozzie Smith and Phil Negro, were begged off. Ozzie apparently has got like a bulging disc that he has to get taken care of. Negro, there was no explanation, but he was a late cancellation. They usually manage the teams, which are named after them, their namesake. And yesterday, Jim Rice managed, and Raleigh Fingers coached on one team, and you know, Sandberg, and you know, a couple of other guys were the other team, and they just hung around, signed autographs, shook hands, did interviews. It left it up to the younger players to play.
Barry Bloom with us, senior writer, MLB.com. He's back east. Barry, did you get to go into the hall itself?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. I went in. They had a very nice little gathering of the group on Friday night with all their families. And it's amazing to me. Most of them have never been there or had been there once, maybe when they were kids. You know, this was, you know, the first time. And God, they've done a great job redoing all the exhibits, particularly the timeline of Major League Baseball. And they've got some great interactive new exhibits where you can pick the video that you want to watch on a big screen, great moments. And, you know, for you guys, there was a very nice little snippet of honoring the Giants' three world championships, which I thought was great. And then there was a big screen honoring every Yankee world championship with the years flashing back and forth and little videos of it. And they kept going around the board like a mosaic. So you really have to pay attention to it to pick out years and come up with those numbers. And of course the plaque room is always a plaque room. And my first thing is I always go and, you know, give a little kiss to Tony Gwynn's plaque. And then, you know, I make sure I see Mantle and, you know, and a couple of other people. It's great, great experience. It's my favorite place. You know, and I think Sonnenstein said, you know, where else on the planet would you rather be?
Really? All right, Barry Bloom with us talking about the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. We have SF, Cooperstown SF here, Alan Beyer, wonderful baseball man and part of the Giants ownership group. The investors put together a great exhibit here. You'll have to see it, and it's Cooperstown SF. And someday, not necessarily there, but all the interviews that I have done, I'd love to have them someplace where people could press a button and hear you, hear Yogi Berra, or hear Robin Roberts, or hear Frank Robinson, or, you know, some of the ones I've done over the years. And I think it's a great story of baseball. And as I say, baseball mirrors American culture. And that's my goal someday, is to have all my stuff in some place to do like you just described. That's what I'd like to do.
And it would be great. You know, we could do a Marty Lurie museum.
Well, and, in conjunction with other stuff.
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
As part of, maybe you'll get your own little nook at AT&T Park.
Something, but you know,
it's all said and done.
With all these interviews and all the oral history of baseball, this is what people want. They don't want to go and just look at a picture. They want to see something or hear something, and you brought up the great word, interactive. So I'm glad you're there. All right, now today you're in New York. You're going to see the Mets and the Dodgers. How about what's been going on there all weekend?
Yeah, it's amazing how old indignities just don't die in baseball. And probably, you know, Syndergaard is the only Met pitcher with the kind of guts to basically go after Utley after what happened last year. If you remember, he backed off some of the Royals in the World Series too, and took a lot of guff for it. So yeah, it just goes on and on, and it's a good little subplot to every time these guys play each other.
Apparently the Dodgers want to use some markers in the outfield to tell their outfielders where to stand. Sandy Alderson, Terry Collins said, not here. You're not going to do it here. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's probably taking the fielding metrics a little bit too far.
All right. What do you think of Tony La Russa barging into the booth in Pittsburgh to take on Greg Brown after Brown said, well, La Russa kind of was one of those guys, if you hit his player, he'd hit two of yours. David Wright has mentioned it over the years, and La Russa took umbrage at that. What do you think about that?
You know, I think the Pittsburgh guy was absolutely accurate, and I think it shows the depth of frustration and despair among the Diamondback hierarchy that, you know, he would do such a thing in the middle of a game. I mean, baseball players are and personnel are famous for displaced anger, and there's just a lot going on right now in the Diamondback organization, and I think, you know, yeah, he took umbrage to that, but I think there's a lot of things going on that's bothering him at this point.
All right, very good. Barry, great to hear from you as always, and I'm glad you got to be in Cooperstown. And, you know, for me, walking down that main street, do you have any favorite little shops or little diners that you go into? And it's a little village. You just walk down that main street. What do you like to do there?
Well, there's a great Italian restaurant called Nicoletta's. I'll give them a plug. Which is worthy of any place in the country. It's inexpensive. The food is great. It's right on Main Street, not far from the across the street from the entrance of Doubleday Field, the alley that gets you to Doubleday Field. You know, there's it seems to be like a kind of revolving tour of shops now where the older ones are starting to go away. And I noticed a couple of for rent signs on the windows of places that, you know, were selling memorabilia for a while. And there's another guy up near the hall who's, he said he's retiring, and there's a going out of business sale there. But there's a Mickey shop that has a lot of great stuff. And I don't know if you ever saw the hats that I picked up last year, but they had several teams, Yankees, Mets, Tigers, with the emblems translated into Hebrew.
Oh, no, I didn't. I haven't seen that yet. All right.
Yeah, they're great. So I picked up my brother's a Mets fan. I picked up the Mets for him. I got the Yankees for me. You know, the Tigers are fun. I look for the Dodgers and Giants, but they didn't have those yet.
Yeah, I think we got them out here in the Bay Area. I've seen them out here. Hey, great to have you on. Have a safe trip back. And as I say, you get the great assignments. Cooperstown, a couple of days, you see a Legends game, all the Hall of Famers. Then you drive down and you got Kershaw and Cologne tonight and all the nuttiness of the Dodgers and the Mets. So have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me on, as always, Marty.
Okay, thank you. Barry Bloom, senior writer, MLB.com. You never know where this guy's going to pop up or what he's going to say. All right, more coming up right here in the Sports Leader.